Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it's Tuesday, and you know what I'm doing. I'm talking with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. I'm glad you guys get in early. It's always nice to kind of catch up before we actually hit the airways. So thank you both for coming in. Did you both have good holidays?
It was great.
It was good?
Very busy, yes.
Enjoyed it. Well, you both have grandkids, so it's like...
I don't yet, but
you don't.
But I'm excited to be a grandma someday.
Well, it's coming. Well, hey, let's talk, Steve, let's talk numbers. Okay, yeah. You're shaking your head. That's never a good sign.
Well, they're not going down yet, but watching the Feds, there's a lot of talk now about maybe some reductions in that part of it, which I hope the rest will follow down to us.
All right. Well, let's cover something that you were talking about, basements. We're talking about homes without basements now and how more and more people are kind of going that route.
Yeah, we're seeing that. I think, you know, in all honesty, if I built another house, I wouldn't have a basement again either.
Really?
It's always cheaper to go basement for space, but price of concrete doesn't make it any cheaper than on top levels either.
Right.
And with water around here, and of course, we're seeing a little bit of it again lately, so if anybody has a leak somewhere, I'm sure they found out, as I did out at the lake on a relatively brand new roof.
Oh, man. That ain't good.
No, it's not. But that's part of it, you know. And then as we get older, of course, nobody wants steps either. But even new construction, I think right now, probably better off without a basement.
Boy, that's an interesting trend. I hadn't heard of that till you just brought it up. Let's talk property lines in terms of real estate and appraisals and everything like that. How important are property lines when you're dealing with buying and selling a home?
You're talking like survey property lines?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe.
I just went to a big one for the last week.
Okay.
Found out that the house was 2 inches over the lot line, and so that starts a whole nother ball game.
Well, I was going to say, does that ever get a little sticky? Because I imagine it could.
It does. You know, you've got to then have the survey and establish it, then you've got to get your legal description for the part that's over. And then you got to get an easement drawn, and hopefully both sides of the lot line will sign the easement, and they should typically. But it's a process, and it's money, and so when it happens, it's not good. And I always wonder why it gets to that point. But you know, whether the city or somebody that gave the permit for that to happen didn't check it out very well.
Boy, that makes my head hurt just talking about it. Sherry, you said you've been busy. New listings?
Definitely. It's picked up. I've got a new listing coming on today. I should have another listing in Wahpeton coming closer to the end of the week. And then I'm also listing a Minnesota farmstead, just over 10 acres. So I'm pretty excited about that one as well.
Well, so for the other listings, family friendly? Are they big, small?
Definitely family friendly, but the one property that's going on today, it does have main floor laundry and then hookups in the basement. So, you know, not specific to any certain age, but it is handy with the laundry on the main.
Fantastic. And if people are listening to this going, hey, I'm interested, just give you a call or stop into your location downtown.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll ask you both this question too. Reduced sales or price reduced? Every once in a while, because I drive around because I'm old, and I look for the signs, and there are a lot of them that say price reduced. Typically, what causes that, or what drives people to drop the price?
Well, you know, first of all, the interest rates are almost an immediate direct result. You know, the higher the rates, less people can afford. And now we're starting to talk maybe a little bit more on the higher end pricing, especially. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're seeing those prices reduced typically, too. People can't afford those expensive homes. And, you know, I mean, everybody, and who doesn't want to try to get as much as they can possibly get for their house? And
for sure, yeah.
A year and a half ago, it would have happened. But today, it's not. And so everybody's kind of listing based on what happened a year and a half ago. And it's probably not working in today's market yet.
Well, and did they get into situations, too, where it's like, look, I can't really afford to keep this on the market that much longer? So, you know, they're looking ahead. Budget-wise, does that factor in?
You know, I've got one now, and, the big push is to get it sold before, winter. And You know, I don't think there's a real urgency, but, you know, in my mind, in our mind, we think, okay, you've got, you know, snow removal and the heat bills, and you're still paying taxes and utilities on that property, even if you're not living in it, but it's for sale. So it's best to, you know, price it right. You can always go down in price, but yeah, I would price it right. You know, don't work yourself out of the market.
I love that line, and that's something we can get into maybe next week. Price it right, and what it takes to get that done. Steve and Sherry, always great to have you in here talking real estate each and every Tuesday. Have a great rest of the week, and try to stay cool. I know you love summer, Sherry, but
I do.
To stay cool.
Yeah, you can finally say that.
Yes, I can. And Steve, you hit the links. Good luck.
Yep.
Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry. We do it every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
There are times in life when being aggressive is necessary. It can help you win the game. Being assertive can help you close the deal. Charging ahead can help you overcome obstacles. But when it comes to driving, being aggressive can be deadly. Speeding, tailgating, and cutting off other drivers can cause crashes and put lives at risk. Always drive responsibly and never aggressively. Remember, speeding slows you down.
Brought to you by North Dakota Law Enforcement through Vision Zero.
No one woke up this morning and thought, I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try. Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results.